Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Time for a free beer and hot wing show. Feet of strength and athleticism. And coordination.
Oh, boy.
Something we can all try.
Okay.
And probably struggle at. I think we should try it one at a time.
Okay.
Or all together. I don't care. I can't do it. It's not even close.
Okay.
It's called the finger spin challenge. Very simple. It's all over TikTok right now. Have you seen it?
No.
Anybody?
No.
I think is it the typical one where you're going forward and then backwards with one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Very simple.
Oh, okay. I caught you doing it on Friday during the show.
So I've seen different ways. You can do it where you only move your fingers at the knuckle that's at the base of your finger on your pointer fingers. All right. Or some people were doing it with their whole hands or moving like all of their arms and their forearms and everything. But the idea is to get one finger going counterclockwise or clockwise, whichever one you start with, and the other finger goes the opposite direction.
Okay. I don't think I can do any of these anymore.
It ends up looking like you're doing fake sign language for a speech.
Okay,
Kelly's got the left hand going.
I can't do it.
You're struggling to get it to even go in a circle.
I can do circles with both hands, but then I try to change one, the other one just stops.
Yeah, that's me too. Steve?
I can do it for like a couple of seconds. And then
I think I'm doing it, right?
Steve is kind of doing it.
For whatever reason, it makes my arm want to keep going like further out.
Get further away so that it can turn the opposite direction and still it's just matching.
Yeah.
Steve was doing it.
I can kind of do it, but I can't watch it.
But
like I have.
Oh.
So I have to start one hand going one way.
If you don't watch it, you just assume you're doing it.
Am I doing it? I'm doing it, right?
You are doing it.
How are you
doing
that?
Now look at it and see if you can keep doing it.
No, it actually made me dizzy.
It stopped so quickly. Hot Wings had it for a second.
Yeah, I can do it for like 5 seconds tops, and then it just
it's funny
falls
how
apart.
Your brain
it falls
corrects
apart.
It. Yeah. Your brain it looks apart. At it and says, nope, one of them's going the opposite way.
I can't even start.
It starts to fall apart.
I do the same thing.
Just go like
this.
Okay, start with one hand.
I have to start with one. Yeah, I have to start with one.
Do you see, as soon as I started the other one, the other one started just, ooh, I want to
do it too. They turn into ellipticals.
Yeah,
not...
it's like I have to get the muscle memory going in one hand where it's just going and then like add in the other one.
Well, it's rub your belly and pat your head.
Yeah.
It's the same.
That one's not as hard.
That one's easier.
I can do that.
Yeah, but even your head or your hand that was patting your head, it was kind of doing it in like a
a little bit
like a round like an orbit,
but that
like
one's a little bit easier
like a UFO trying to land while still moving forward. It's hard.
I can't do any of those.
Wasn't there one where you pick one foot up and you're supposed to spin the foot in a circle?
Something
it's like I think you pick your foot up and you spin your foot and then your wrist goes the other way, I think.
No.
I don't know.
So your foot goes counterclockwise and then your hand goes clockwise.
I can't even tell when they're going the opposite direction if I'm doing a circle.
And it's kind of hurting my wrist.
Yeah.
It's hurting your wrist.
Eventually, it feels like they're just both kind of going up and down.
I know.
Like, there's barely an elliptical. These are the kinds of things that pianists and drummers can do.
Really?
Like, well,
is that
because,
a fact?
Yeah. Well, because they're used to doing different rhythms.
Different things with different hands.
Different rhythms with different hands. It makes it a lot easier. So this is crap I could do. When I was in like fourth, fifth, sixth grade, I played piano. And now I haven't played in years. I can't play and I can't do it.
Did you often test yourself with these when you were in fourth, fifth, and sixth grade?
Oh, I would
look
always.
At me.
Look at me finger spin.
Look at me finger spin. I'm not going to be able to do this in my 40th and 50th.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff
like
no way
this
that
for sure.
Going to make it for the next quarter.
The golden age of double fingering.
Yeah. You better believe it. That's exactly the age where you're always trying to impress people with the stupid things you can do. Hey, mom and dad, look at what I can do with my like different rhythms.
Stop that. It's repugnant.
Yeah. Fine, I'll close
Tommy,
the door.
Tommy, can you do it?
Not even close.
I mean, you've got a young brain still. Still forming.
Yeah, I can't even like spin my left finger. Like I like
you can't just make your left finger go in a circle.
It like goes like oblong. It like goes all weird. Like I feel like I can do
a oblong.
Really
oblong.
Oblong.
It goes oblong.
That's a very viable word. Hold on.
Well, it is a word, but most people say oblong. It's the emphasis on the syllables
you
that
said,
you wait, choose.
You said oblong. Oblong like it's a bong.
Oblong.
Yeah. Oblong.
And you said, and I said it like...
Oblong.
It's fine.
Oblong, yeah.
No,
whatever
no.
Whatever you said is fine.
It's education's important. I have a young brain. I still got plasticity. Let's, you know, oblong.
No.
Oblong.
Oblong. Oblong.
There you go.
Why do you why do you say it like that? Ob?
That's the word.
I think it's based on Western civilization, but I'm not positive.
They do this to me too, Tommy. You keep doing it. Yeah. Oblong.
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 I mean, oblong. Oblong. I mean, I would say oblong in this particular situation, not oblong, but
see, oh, I just thought I had an ally. You just totally
no. I'm still on your side.
No, she's saying say it how you want. It doesn't matter if you sound dumb, which is the same thing I've said to myself for years. Hey, I'll say it how I want.
Yeah. Oblong, oblong. That's so much harder to put the emphasis on the B when I say really oblong.
Not. Yeah, not
oblong.
Not really. Oblong is the word.
Oblong.
Yeah.
Oblong.
Thanks, Maitland.
You're welcome. I said mobile one time, and a salesperson asked me if I had a speech impediment. So you're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair question.
Nope. Just Southern.
That sounds fine to me.
Me too.
Mobile.
Mobile. Your mobile phone.
Yeah, now you say it. But the last time we talked about this, I remember saying that when we were playing Paired with an Idiot, like my first year here, and I said mobile, and I was basically murdered on air. Mobile.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the word police used to have a lot more power.
Did you mean to sound stupid?
Oh, what are we from Europe? Fancy man.
Mobile.
Someone defunded the word cops at some point. So
mobile.
More of a safe space at this point.
No, it's not.
Not always.
Oh, well, I mean, well, some things are not. It is.
Yeah, some things are just really egregious.
Steve's not exaggerating how it was the worst thing that he had ever done in his whole life that day. I don't remember it, but I believe that it happened.
Yeah, you couldn't really get a sentence out for a long time. But mobile is just, it sounds ridiculous.
I think it sounds fancy.
Me too. Sounds British.
Yeah. I mean, I just go with the name of the companies. Like, it's not T-Mobile. When they do commercials, it's T-Mobile.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
It's still just, they should be T-Mobile.
I don't work for them.
Fancier.
Text from Lansing. I'm currently sitting in my office trying this. I'm wearing my birth control safety glasses and my hard hat. My boss walked in and saw me struggling to do the finger spin challenge with an intensity no one should have in a room alone staring at their own hands. He just shook his head and gave me the most disappointing dad's eye of all time. Monday's off to a great start.
You 100% cannot be doing this when somebody walks in not knowing what you're doing. You will look crazy.
But also, where are you getting these birth control glasses?
Yeah, I think they're just saying nobody wants to have sex with them because their glasses are ugly.
Yeah, they look stupid wearing them.
Yeah. Oh. I don't think it's glasses that make your vagina not put out babies.
I was confused by that too. I didn't understand that either.
I think that's a really smart idea.
I was wearing my birth control glasses and all the number 3 got on them, but none in there.
So much excitement and then sadness all in one fell swoop.
You were like, I don't have to take a pill. I can just have corrective vision.
It'd be great.
Now that I can see clearly, I see no babies in my future.